Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning, and welcome, and happy Thursday. It is going to be another beautiful day. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and March Madness tips off today. Bracketology underway. I believe the first game is at 12:40, but the Gators, most importantly, of course, they play Friday evening versus Norfolk State, 6:50. P.M. So enjoy, my friends. And yeah, we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun with that. Do it for fun. Do it with friends. Do your little bracketology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Department of Education, is it, is this the end?
Oh.
Both Pink and Floyd sing on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't need no education.
Well, you might need an education.
Yeah, but what?
We don't need no thought control.
Force control? Thought control.
Thought control, yeah.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
No, we'll handle the sarcasm here.
Oh, yeah, it's the Bob Rose Show. Come on.
Teacher, leave them kids alone.
There it is. The Department of Education going away at the behest of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, but it does require Congress. There is that detail, you know.
Well, there is that. Good morning. Wow. Department of Education. How can we survive without it? Well, look how great Greg and I turned out. We made it. They didn't establish it till 1980. That's the year I graduated.
Uh-huh.
Look how we...
Okay, don't use that as an example, but, yeah.
You've got President Donald Trump moving forward with his plans to abolish the Department of Education, expected to sign the executive order, and this is part of a campaign promise. He said that the department was full of radicals, zealots, and Marxists. Okay.
Yeah, that seems reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. A White House fact sheet states that the move will turn over education to families instead of bureaucracies. Trump and proponents of eliminating the department have long said that the agency has failed American students. Well, I mean, if you use test scores as an indication, and what else is there? What other criteria could you possibly have? I mean, the proof is in the pudding. That's it. And test scores have gone down while the budget for the Department of Education has ballooned outwardly. So, no, it has not whatever they are pushing from on high, apparently has not been effective. Mm-hmm. Yep. Coupled with the rise of anti-American CRT and DEI indoctrination, this is harming our most vulnerable. Not just our most vulnerable. It harms everyone. Anytime you're beating into a young mind the idea that America is not a good place, mm-hmm. that you are indoctrinating them. At the very least, you're part of growing up, saying the Pledge of Allegiance in the classroom, a sense of pride toward your nation. I mean, I'm not saying blindly follow, but it's like so many other things when you're growing up. You want your children to have a foundation. And if you're a believer, you want them to have some foundation, maybe in faith. Mm-hmm. You want them to have a foundation of, you know, love for their country and understanding what a special place this is, because it is different than other places. That's the most important thing that I think that, you know, often goes unsaid. It doesn't make us better necessarily than any other country, but we are special. And a lot of it has to do with the rights and freedoms that we have.
But the Obamas said lots of other things.
Well, that the Constitution was a tired old rag or something like that. And Michelle was never proud of her country until finally when Barack mm-hmm. got elected. And I guess she's not proud of the country again. I don't know.
But you know, we the way you described it, the way that we were raised, contrast that to, you know, a story we did probably a couple of years ago now, where a kid in a California school got in trouble because he had an American flag on his shirt because it might offend an immigrant that attended the school.
Like so many things that come from the left, you say the Department of Education, what would your mission or goal be? Now, most people, thinking people, would say, well, the goal should be to educate people to the best of your abilities. Give them as much information as they can handle. Mm-hmm. That's the mission of your job. And that will show up in, you know, higher test scores, or at the very least, if you're concerned about the lower quartile, and you should be, the ability to read and write at grade level, at least up until the eighth grade, that there you have some basic skills. If you can read and write at eighth grade level, you can still make it in America.
Right.
But if you can't by eighth grade, you're going to have a tough life.
Yeah.
It is going to be difficult. So what the left often does is, instead of following through with what would be a common sense mission for the Department of Education, they get caught off on all these side tangents. But at the end of the day, it's not even about the side tangents, the DEI and all that. The overriding thing is control. They want control. And we find that, you know where that's now a great example? It's climate change.
Yeah.
It really never was about climate change. How do we know that? Well, because they're burning Tesla cars.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go from hero to zero, but clearly that's political. So what's the motivation there? They want to be able to control people, which that's why I know when the left tries to call Trump an authoritarian president, it cracks me up. It's like, how foolish can you be? You don't see who's really attempting to control you and others. Fossil fuels are the enemy. We don't care how high your prices or rates go for anything. We don't care if you can't afford an electric vehicle. We're not going to tell you about, oh yeah, you got to plug that thing in and pay your power bill too. No. Wow. But you know what? We're going to turn it all into a big positive. That's what we do on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast or use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show. And you don't want to, because later on, we're going to talk to the new Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer. That's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Instacart is on a mission
to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, here we are, another day in paradise. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Just got going there. Revved the engine just a little too high.
Yeah, it happens.
Had to pull it on back. Redlined it.
Well, you know.
What do you call that when you get all the way to the red line and it's kind of like a governor, but it's something else? It's called a rev limiter. I answered at the same time, so I'm not giving you credit.
I don't get the point.
No.
Oh, man, I hate that.
I didn't give you half a point.
Okay, good.
Just because I'm a good guy. Yeah. Let's see. On this day in history, LBJ.
Oh, wow.
Had to break out the federal troops. It was this day, 1965, Lyndon B. Johnson notifies infamous Alabama Governor George Wallace.
Oh, he was a character.
He was. He was very, very strong segregationist.
Oh, yeah.
Very strong. He will use federal authority to call up the Alabama National Guard in order to supervise a planned civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery. Intimidation and discrimination had earlier prevented Selma's black population, over half the city, from registering and voting.
If President Trump had done that, they'd have gotten some judge to stop him.
Wow.
Just saying. They do for everything else.
No, that really is a good point.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what it is, good or bad. If it's Trump, they consider it bad, and they would get the judge to slow things down.
Wow. So after an Alabama judge ruled on March 18th that a third march could go ahead, President Johnson and his advisors worked quickly to find a way to ensure the safety of King and his demonstrators on their way from Selma to Montgomery. The most powerful obstacle in their way was Governor Wallace, outspoken segregationist who was reluctant to spend any state funds on protecting the demonstrators. Hours after promising Johnson in telephone calls recorded by the White House that he would call out the Alabama National Guard to maintain order, Wallace went on television and demanded that Johnson send in federal troops instead.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on your dime, not mine.
Well, not just that, but he said to the president himself, man to man.
Uh-huh.
And then, and lied to him.
Right.
I mean, wow. You have not that he had a lot of credibility before that, but he had none after that. Furious, President Johnson told Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach to write a press release stating that because Wallace refused to use the 10,000 available guardsmen to preserve order in his state, Johnson himself was calling the guard up and giving them all the necessary support. Several days later, 50,000 marchers followed King some 54 miles under the watchful eyes of state and federal troops. Wow. So it was this day in history that occurred in 1965. Trump signed an executive order to abolish the Department of Education. We talked about that a little bit. This will not go completely through unless Congress backs him up on this. So that remains to be seen, and I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are that they have to come through with to do away with the program. I don't know if it's just simple majority or what.
I thought there was a specific number because I thought that was something that maybe Kat mentioned the other day, and it's the feeling was, at least from what I'm thinking, was that, yeah, it's probably not there.
Yeah.
Probably not there.
Yeah, I was looking at my notes here for Kat, but they're not right here in front of me. So we will move right along. Interesting story in how that could relate maybe to what's going on with the attacks on Tesla. Hmm. Which, by the way, I think everybody knows by now, right? That Tesla is now considered bad, the enemy of the left, who earlier embraced Tesla as this wonderful electric vehicle. Many of them purchased them. But when Elon Musk decided to roll up his sleeves and pitch in and help to make America great again, then, of course, the left completely turned against him. So much so that, really, people like Tim Walz making fun of Tesla stock.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
I mean, think about that. You've got a Minnesota governor, Tim Walz. And by the way, you know, there's people that are investors. And it's everybody thinks, oh, you know, rich people with their stocks. No. A lot of people have 401ks. A lot of them have a mixture of all kinds of stocks and bonds. But here's who really usually gets hurt in something like that. Major investors that are investing for people's municipal kind of retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So you're rooting against America and Americans when you're laughing and rooting against the success of Tesla. That just shows you who these people are. And Tim Walz, he was on some kind of podcast with you know, Mr. Hare out there, out of you know, the governor of California.
Yeah.
And Tim Walz, they got talking about something to do with masculinity, which.
Wow.
To take advice that has anything to do with masculinity from those two fellows. And Tim Walz even said something like, yeah, I could kick those MAGA people's butts. I was like, that's, wow, you're like chalking up a list of really stupid things. You really are a knucklehead,
so
at least you admitted that.
Good point.
So then he tries to pick a fight with MAGA people, and then... Then he laughs and jokes about Tesla stock going down. That's, he was making a mockery of Tesla's falling stock prices with a pointed remark. Tesla's stock had dropped 44% year to date amid concerns over sales competition and Musk's distractions like Dogecoin. So Elon Musk decided to fire back at the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz. And I thought he nailed it. I'll share that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. Stephen Miller will help to explain settled law and what's going on when the Trump administration tries to deport bad guys and a federal judge can theoretically stop it. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And thank you for selling out the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3, The Sky. As per usual, 100% of the proceeds benefit the great local work done for the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County. Great stuff. So thanks to everybody involved. It'll be at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club, which is always in impeccable condition. So it's just a giant thank you to a very generous community and continued support on what is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the ARC of Alachua County. Proud to be associated with it. You know, what kind of a knucklehead, and in this case, it absolutely fits by self-admission.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yeah, you're doing the best you can to to derive some joy from Tesla stock dropping? That's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and former vice presidential candidate. Okay.
Wishing bad on an American company with American workers and really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That
in fact, well, you know, he tried to soften the blow initially. He said, if you own a Tesla, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know.
It's still a Tesla. You can pull the logo off anything. It's still what it is, and everybody knows it.
Well, and here's how he presented their drop in stock. Remember, they're under attack. They're burning these. They're attacking dealerships. They're burning charging stations. Okay, these people are out of control. And I'll get to that. But this is how Tim Walz reacts to it. He said, if you need a little boost during the day, check out Tesla stock. Are you kidding me? If you need a boost. In other words, if you need to feel good.
Yeah.
Check out Tesla stock. Remember, these are all the lefty nutbags who told us, you know, you're killing the planet if you don't buy an EV. But now they're trying to kill Tesla. Okay? And so that's what he said. If you need a little boost during the day. Well, guess who responded? Elon Musk did. And he wrote, you know, sometimes when I need a little boost, I look at the J.D. Vance portrait in the White House and thank the Lord.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
That's a great response.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
the Lord.
Kamala and Walz running this country?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. It's frightening. We're so blessed that is not the case. Most people, especially Americans, we're pet people. We love our pets. Not everyone.
What?
Sorry, I got to share this story with you. So a woman was getting ready to go on a plane, and she didn't have the proper paperwork to bring the dog with her. So, but she called a friend, a relative, a shelter. That would be a no. Did she take the dog into the bathroom and drowned it?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Allison Agatha Lawrence, 57, was told by TSA that she did not have the proper paperwork to bring her dog on her December 16th flight. That was back in 2024. Yep. And instead of calling someone to pick up the pup or maybe missing the plane and getting the paperwork in order, the ghoul allegedly took her dog to a restroom ahead of the security checkpoint and drowned the poor pooch, and then just went to board her flight as if nothing happened.
That's unreal.
It really is, because you think about how connected we are to our pets and how much we love them and how much they become part of our family. And in many cases, we spend more time around our pets than we do any other human, right? They're always there, so to speak. They're always there for us. So to think that you could not just leave your dog or give your dog away, but to physically drown your dog because you don't want to miss your flight? Wow. I don't know what's going to happen to her and her soul, but an airport employee later found the dead canine and alerted police, but she was already long gone by that time. But following an investigation, the 57-year-old was arrested on Tuesday in Claremont, Florida, which most people know is west of Orlando, and charged with one count of felony animal abuse. She was released later that day, posting a $5,000 bond. Orlando police did not respond for a request for comment, but it was actually the Lake County Jail is where she bonded out of. I get it. Flying is stressful. Long lines. My flight going to take off on time? All these things that are going to happen. But you didn't have your paperwork lined up. The dog can't do its own paperwork. It's not the dog's fault. You're the human. And you actually could drown your own dog? Ah. Okay. All right. There are some people like that or among us. I had a very serious issue that has come up recently. You had the whole idea of Trump gathering up these very bad people and sending them to El Salvador. And then you had a judge that was acting up and said, whoa, whoa, stop. You can't do that. So let's take a quick additional look at this. Chief of Staff, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller, was on with Hannity. Okay, and first of all, Hannity says, four presidents used the Alien Enemies Act. Four. And the U.S. Supreme Court in 1948 upheld Truman's case of this and ruled the law itself and said it was constitutional. We even have a constitutional precedent for which raises questions about what Chief Justice John Roberts said.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Take that.
So.
He should have known that.
The Chief Justice?
Yeah. Yeah. He should have done
and
that.
And there was precedent that was already set, and four presidents effectively used it.
Right.
And by the way, it's not an old law per se. It's a law that came right from the era of our founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably truest to the nature of the Constitution. It's 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Try not to accidentally speed, especially if, the cops just wrote you a ticket. Just, you know.
Accidentally. And you just got a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be a little more aware if you just got a ticket?
It's possible.
Okay.
I mean, you probably should be.
Yeah.
6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. Gators play tomorrow. Yeah. The big dance, the NCAA tournament, known to many as March Madness, kicks off actually today. But the Gators, they face their first opponent tomorrow evening at 6:50 p.m. They're taking on Norfolk State. So go Gators, do your brackets, bracketology, have some fun. I know there's some places where you can, even win some dough or whatever. Good luck to you. Yeah, this happened in Georgia, which, by the way, who doesn't know that?
You don't even have to say it, do you? Oh, really? Yeah,
they're strict in Georgia when it comes to exceeding the posted limit.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Them troopers will get you.
Well, this young lady really will be known henceforth as the hot mugshot.
Really?
Yes.
Now I see why you found the story.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that did kind of draw me in. It says, Lily Stewart, Georgia sorority girl in viral hot mugshot, reveals the real reason she was arrested. I don't know what all the hype is about, she said. All right, so here's the deal. She's 20 years old.
Okay.
And she gets caught speeding in Georgia on a road that has a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And she's not too far from Athens, and she's a sorority girl, Alpha Chi. And so she gets pulled over because she was doing roughly 75 and a 55. They're not going to tolerate that. The officer saw me while he was driving in the opposite direction. He was like, you're speeding. And he was super friendly. And I was super friendly. And he wrote me a ticket. Okay? So far, so good, right?
Uh-huh.
As soon as I got back in the car, she says, I pulled out and accidentally started speeding again.
Wow.
By the time I caught myself, he pulled me over and arrested me.
Well, slow learner.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been a slower driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was easy to unwittingly drive too fast on the country road, she said, because it was completely empty with cows grazing. Cows on either side. Nothing but cows out there.
That makes you drive fast.
Yeah.
Well, how about you enjoy the scenery and enjoy the cows and that country road a little slower.
Well, she had a birthday party to go to.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Well, you know, and sorority girl, there's a possibility, and I'm not throwing any stones here, but just maybe she is kind of chronically, perhaps just a wee bit late to a lot of things.
I can
just possibly.
It could happen, yeah.
And her mugshot, though, is what caught everybody's attention, because she's got this great smile, spotless makeup. I mean, nobody takes a good mugshot, not until now.
Right.
And social media users went crazy, fans offering to pay her bail.
Wow.
One person said, they done locked up Miss America. She had been laughing off the attention, which included both praise and jokes about her glamorous appearance. I think it's hilarious. I don't know what all the hype is about. I just took a mugshot and went on with my day. I love all the comments poking fun at me, saying she was on her way to Lululemon. She must had to go to the bathroom really bad. I don't let it get under my skin. The reason her mugshot is model-worthy is due to the timing of getting pulled over. She was on her way to a friend's birthday party in Milledgeville, Georgia, and she said, I just gotten ready to not long before to go. So yeah, I had my makeup on and my hair still looked good. Oh yes, it does, sweetie. It looks real good. Or as they'd say in Georgia, it looks real good, sugar. Honey, you look so good.
Oh my goodness.
Whatever she did, my heart says she's innocent. Of course, that's from another like ex user. And yeah, others offered to pay her bail.
I mean, you just literally got pulled over for driving too fast.
But it was, but the second one was accidental. She accidentally sped away from being ticketed.
See, that's why your car has that like accelerator, and you kind of let off a little bit because there's like this thing on the dash, you know, this little thing that moves
that
around,
numerical thing,
and has numbers, and it's usually a circle, and it shows you how fast you're going, and that way you know. Most cars have those for very long.
Look,
yeah,
look, I have a completely different scenario on that.
I'll bet you do.
She's just too darn cute. To be written a ticket.
Well, she got the ticket. It's the doing it again and getting arrested was the not too bright part.
Yeah, hard to defend that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, well, in case you haven't heard, they're tough in Georgia.
Yeah. Even if you're cute.
I'm not saying they're easy going here, because I don't want to leave anybody with that perception.
Apparently, you weren't cute enough once, but yeah.
We've got plenty more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.